and what is it ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection to be raised unto life eternal, and this because of your faith in him according to his purpose. This because of your faith in him according to the promise. You have to pardon me this morning, I have a bit of a cold. Needless to say, I was touched by the words of my brother this morning. Perhaps this would be a good opportunity to bear my testimony of the truthfulness of this gospel of Jesus Christ, and the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon also. For I too was touched by the Spirit of God. As I read through the pages of the Book of Mormon, it was burned into my heart and my mind that I could never forget that the words are true. You know, Christ gave the keys of the kingdom of heaven to his disciples. I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are part of that church, part of that great gospel he preached. Promise of Jesus Christ of eternal life. That promise has been given to each and every one of us within the sound of my voice. It should be uppermost in our thoughts and our desires. It should be uppermost in the things that we want in this life. As my brother said, we indeed live in troubled times. You can look around us. You can read the newspapers. You can listen to the TV or the radio. On every side of us, there's trials and tribulations. Things are getting worse. And I believe within my heart that the time of the end is near at hand. And that the things we see that are going on around us are just the beginning. The time will come that our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ will be our mainstay. That we, as his people, need to become fully committed. Need to to have on the garments of righteousness as never before. As we approach the end times, the adversary in his cunning way will work more and more on the hearts of the children of men, and especially those that have embraced the gospel of Jesus Christ. It behooves us mightily to become sure of our faith, to become sure of whom we trust. And that great day comes that our Lord and Master returns. We'll be ready. We won't have to hide, but we can boldly say, "Here am I." I'd like this morning to read excerpts from some of the parables of Jesus Christ. I'd like to turn to the 13th chapter of St. Matthew. I'd like to read the 44th through the 46th verses. These are the words of Christ. He says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hideth and for joy thereof go and sell all that he has and buyeth that field. To gain the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he has found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And we find the kingdom of heaven. This means to me that we give up those things that were in our past, those things of the world. We sell that. We give it away. And we buy. We buy that pearl of great price. We buy that treasure. That is our purpose. That is our calling. That is our hope. To reign eternally with the Father in heaven. Turn over to St. Luke, 12th chapter. Let's begin reading at the 36th verse. A lot of the parables that Christ spake to his disciples, others he spake to the multitudes. Some of them would apply more possibly to the ministry than anyone else. But I think each one of us can benefit from his parables, from his sayings. And each of us, man, woman, or child, can apply them to our lives. And they can apply to our lives the principles that he applied. Starting at the 36th verse. And ye yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And he shall come in the second watch, and if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this noted that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and he will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. To one degree or another, are not we all servants of Jesus Christ? Are we not at all in the service? When we entered the waters of baptism and made that covenant, did we not tell our Lord and Master that we would serve him all our days? Man, woman, or child, matters not. And when the Lord comes and finds us doing what we should, living the life that we should, it will be well with us. But if not, just as the promise of eternal life with him is there, the promise of being punished is there also. You know, as we get caught up in the cares and the trials of this life, sometimes it's hard to put in perspective what Christ said about his second coming and the end times, and I think sometimes are lulled into a sleep. A sleep that may cause us to stray. Not be watchful. And to say within our hearts, the Lord does delay his coming, and he won't come in my lifetime, or my children's. But brothers and sisters, he is going to return. And I'm confident that many that are within the sound of my voice this morning will witness that return. I pray that we're ready. Turn to the 24th chapter of Matthew. I'd like to begin at the 32nd verse. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, and ye have done it unto me. As we studied in Sunday school this morning, we must abound in good works. That we can't just embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ in word only, or in thought only. But we must take that word and those thoughts that are in our hearts and our desires and put them into action. We can't be slothful any longer. Time is too short. There's so much to be done. Time that each of us took upon us ever more responsibility to take our rightful place as servants of Jesus Christ. For he called us to be servants. And whatever we can do for each other, for the world, whatever we can do for our Lord and Master, that is what is expected of us. My brother Hubert makes a statement. He said that the Lord never called anyone that he didn't expect to work. Applies to me. Applies to Ed. To Gary. To Donna. To each of us. Each of us were called from the world. And each of us were given a work. No matter how great or how small that work. I'm reminded of the parable of the talents. To one he gave five, and another two, and another one talent. And while he's gone, the one that had the five, he put his to work, and he gained another five. And the one that had two gained another two. But the one that had the one, I suppose he thought that he hadn't been given much and he couldn't do much. And maybe he thought that he couldn't improve himself. The Lord took that talent from him and gave it to the one that had many. I think no matter how many talents we have, five or four or one, that if we put those talents to work, that the Lord will bless us and increase those talents. We may start with one, but we can have two or four or eight. It's up to us. It's up to our commitment and a relationship with our Lord and our Master. The 25th chapter of Matthew, I'd like to read the parable of the 10 virgins. Christ said, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Five wise and five foolish. They're all virgins. I believe they're all followers of Jesus Christ. And they all slumbered and slept. But five had oil in their lamps. I believe they had on the garments of righteousness. Their works and their desire and their walk with God was such that they could enter in. But the five that were foolish had not prepared themselves. When they went to get the oil to prepare themselves, the Lord came and shut the door. When the Lord shuts the door, he's the only one that can open it. Second chapter of James. We read this morning in Sunday school also. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Prepare ourselves. I believe more than just more than just abounding in good works to prepare ourselves, and for that reason only, but to abound in good works out of the charity that lies within our hearts. Good works because we want to do good works, not because of the reward we may receive or the praise that we may get, but good works because we want to do good works. Helping people, expecting nothing in return. Serving the Lord because we love Him. You know, as Christ said that you'd ministered unto Him when you ministered unto those that were in prison or those that were hungry or naked. Another place it says, if you give a glass of water unto one of these my disciples, you shall not lose your reward. Our works, no matter how small, they all count. Turning back to Matthew, 22nd chapter, another parable that Christ said unto the multitude. He said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and went sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatling are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests, and when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was a man whom had not on a wedding garment. He saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Again, believe we have to be clothed with righteousness. Christ said, righteousness beyond that of the scribes and the Pharisees. Do we have righteous works? Are we fully committed? Are we confident that when the time comes, that we will be included? Gospel according to St. Luke, in the 14th chapter. Beginning with the 25th verse. There went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me, cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily, after he has laid the foundation, he is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and he was not able to finish. For what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he is able with 10,000 to meet that him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassador, and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. I don't think Christ meant that we're to literally hate our parents or our brothers or our sisters. But if my wife, my family, my friends mean more to me than my Lord and Master, then I'm not worthy to follow him. If I can't pick up that cross and deny myself of the things that may give me some pleasure, things that I may not want to do, then I'm not worthy to follow him. We each have our own cross, and we each have to pick it up, and we each have to bear it. Turning back to the 9th chapter. The 59th verse, and he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home in my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Once we've said, Yea, Lord, I'll follow thee, we still have that desire within our hearts to return to the world and to do those things from whence we came out of, we're not fit to follow Jesus. Lot's wife, she was commanded not to turn around and look back, and when she did, she was turned into a pillar of salt. I personally don't believe that she was turned to a pillar of salt just because she turned around. But I believe she turned around and wanted to go back. But she was sorry that she left what was going on in those cities. But her desire was there, not with the Lord. The same with us. When we put our hand to the plow and said, Yea, Lord, I'll follow thee, we better be ready to follow him. We better be ready to take up our cross, to put the things of the carnal mind behind us and have the mind of Christ. Page 642 of the Book of Mormon. Pardon me. I'd like to read the 36th and 37th verses. Therefore, heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Yes, when we hear, when we study the words of our Lord and Master, and we adhere to them, and build a strong house that will not fall. But if we don't do them, if we don't put into practice in our lives what Christ has taught us, our house will surely fall. Again, turning to Gospel according to St. Matthew. Ninth chapter. I'd like to read the 16th and 17th verses. Christ said, "No man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved." We can't put the gospel of Christ into our old ways. We can't put his teachings into the old man, but we must become a new man, a new creature, that we're both preserved. For if we don't change, if we don't have that desire and to do what God commands us to do, if we look back and desire the things of the world and not the things of Christ, then we may be as the new wine in old bottles. We may perish. Eighth chapter of Mark. Fourth verse. When he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." Page 636 in the Book of Mormon. Beginning with the 60th verse, Christ says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the salt of the earth. But if the salt shall lose its savor, wherewith shall the earth be salted? The salt shall be thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the light of this people. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Behold, do men light a candle and put it under a bushel? Nay, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Therefore, let your light so shine before this people, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Not for my glory or your glory, but the glory of our Father. We, brothers and sisters, are the salt of the earth. If we lose our savor, wherewith shall the earth be salted? We, brothers and sisters, have been given the responsibility as well as the privilege to be part of Christ's kingdom on earth. And with that goes the responsibility to be good witnesses for him, to be good examples, be clothed with righteousness. Brothers and sisters, be watchful. Be watchful, for the time is near at hand for the coming of our Lord and Master. Be watchful to lead us away. For the adversary is cunning. He can appear as an angel of light. Sometimes if we're not careful, we can be deceived. We can be led away. Be watchful. Watchful of these times. Be watchful of the leadings of the Spirit of God. And beware. Beware of the adversary. The leadings of the adversary. Pray earnestly for discernment. Pray earnestly to be righteous. Pray that you may be counted worthy to inherit that great promise. Do not tire of good works. Do not tire of good thoughts, good desires. Do not allow hatred to be within our hearts, within our midst. Do not allow those things that would divide us and draw us apart to be present. But pray earnestly that we'd have the love of Jesus Christ within our hearts. We can be tolerant, that we can be forgiving, that we can be the sons and the daughters of Jesus Christ and truly brothers and sisters. For without love, we cannot serve. Without love, we cannot be followers of Christ. And I don't believe without love that we can endure to the end. I believe that charity help us to overcome the multitude. Excuse me. Help us to overcome the multitude of temptations and trials that would be before us. Set your hearts upon the riches of the kingdom of heaven. Not upon the riches of the world, not upon the things that we can attain, but upon those things that are above. If we set our hearts upon that, and if that's where our desire is, that'll be where we want to be. We'll do everything in our power to attain that end. Let us not forget to care for our own. To care for the needs of each other, for our families, our loved ones. But always be willing and ready and able to serve our Master Jesus Christ. Always be ready to give up all that we may own, all that we may possess, for our Lord and Master, and to serve Him. The time may shortly be upon us. We not be able to buy or sell. We'll have to rely on Him and each other. Brothers and sisters, don't become attached to the things of the world and the possessions that we have, for they could vanish tomorrow. But the treasure we have in heaven, those things that we've received from God, cannot be taken from us and will not vanish. But as God promised, they'll be there. And we can hope and have confidence. We can spend eternity with Him. Be clothed with righteousness, with good works, that when the call comes, we'll not have to go out and trim our lamps, that we'll be ready, that we'll have sufficient, that the door will not be closed on us, but that we can enter in. Yes, we are coming upon troubled times. coming upon times when each of us must bear more responsibility, more of the burden. Time is short. Be watchful unto prayer, unto fasting. Be watchful unto good works. Be watchful always. The Lord will soon be here. We'll have rest from our trials and our tribulations. And we can have eternal life in the heavens with Him. I pray always that our desire and our responsibility will be to God. Pray this day for the gift of charity. For if we have not the gift of charity, we cannot stand. Have that love of Jesus Christ in your hearts, one for another. Thank you.